On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, singer and songwriter Bryn Elliott. Nice to meet you, Bryn.
Nice to meet you, too. This is so exciting.
Well, it's exciting for me, too. Where are you from originally, by the way?
I am originally from Atlanta.
From Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay, where's the accent?
I don't even know. My parents are from the Midwest.
Because you sound like you're from Van Nuys.
Van Nuys?
Or just here in
nice.
LA.
Well, that's good. I feel like I've been here all week and I've been around like
right.
everyone who's from here. So yeah. Maybe that's why. I kind of like sound like where I am at the time.
That's me.
Sure. Yeah.
See?
We're like tonal. Yeah.
Why? We just, we're, that's because we're artists.
Know. No. Yeah, exactly.
Because we're artists.
That's what it is.
And I just started incorporating yeah. and it's just, I think it's
we
good.
We absorb like where we're around.
Thank you, Bryn. Yeah. You've been able to articulate.
But Mario's isn't where he is. It's like someone will come in with an accent and then suddenly he's got it.
It's the same thing, right, Bryn? It gets,
oh,
it, well, if I've been spending a lot of time with him, it's the same thing. It's like if I'm traveling,
yeah.
don't
yeah.
listen here. Anyway, when did you start playing music and how old are you?
I am 24 and I started playing music when I was 14. So about 10 years.
So about 10. By the way, yeah. I asked how old were you? I didn't mean to be rude and you think,
oh my gosh. No, it's funny.
You're obviously young.
My birthday was Sunday and I have,
happy birthday.
I'm really happy to say like my age because I keep saying I was 23 and like I need to like practice saying no friend. You're
you
20
go. You're you
20
a whole year
you gotta own up to this. Yeah.
You recently graduated from Harvard as
I did
well. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What was your major?
I majored in philosophy.
In philosophy. Mm-hmm. See again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great minds.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yes,
I love
because Mario
it.
Did
love
not
it.
Major in philosophy or go to Harvard.
I have a
everyone's
degree
a
in life.
Yeah, everyone's a philosopher.
How'd you like it out there?
I loved it. It was such a dream for me. And like, it was cool because no one in my family really went to college. Like that wasn't a thing that my family did.
That's awesome.
So it was just been, it's just been a beautiful time just to graduate and have my family there. And
yeah.
Like, be this whole thing. So,
wow. And now, yeah. and now you're in the, this line of work. And
yeah.
Is it true that music helped you? Get accepted.
I think so. Yeah, I applied to Harvard twice. I did not get in the first time, and the second time I put my music on the application.
That.
So you know, yeah. I don't know. Probably
really cool because it didn't have anything to do with your major.
Nothing.
Yeah,
but just, it had to do with who I was.
Right.
So
show
yeah.
you're well rounded. Mm-hmm. I like that move. See, think
yeah.
outside of the box.
Be who you are.
There are no
yeah.
rules.
There
yes.
aren't. No rules.
Incorporate accents if you travel.
Yeah.
Or if you're
yeah.
just sitting in this room.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. See, people like them will never understand us artists.
Exactly. I know. They just don't understand.
Just understand creative people like us.
Yeah.
You drop your first major label EP, Time of Our Lives.
Yes.
So who like inspired you musically?
Oh my goodness. So many people. I was when I was growing up, I was super into like Jessica Simpson and Avril Lavigne and like the pop stuff
right.
of the time. And then when I was about 14, when I started playing guitar, my dad and I were on this road trip and this song came on and it had like this super long intro.
Which song?
It was Guns N' Roses' November Rain.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
And I was like, where's the singing? Like, where's, but I also love this that yeah. some like someone's not singing right now. And I had no idea about rock music until that day. And my dad was like, you don't know who Guns N' Roses are? Like, this is, I failed as a dad. And so
that was,
he like.
That was an anthem. That was a double. I remember that because I was
oh
in high
gosh.
School.
Oh my gosh.
That was a double album.
It's stunning.
Yeah. Look at you.
It's everything. So I think I'm really inspired by rock music as well. And yeah. I'm always trying to write those anthems and. Yeah. And stuff. So, yeah.
So your single Might Not Like Me getting a lot of buzz right
yes.
now. Was that about a real relationship?
It really was a very real relationship.
Who broke your heart, Bryn?
This guy in college. And it's
Bastard.
Funny. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're cool now. It's fine. But I was traveling a lot for music
yeah.
while I was in school. And then I was super committed to my schoolwork. So
right.
like he was just kind of like one day. Looked at me and said, you're a lot. Like, you're kind of too much. And I was just like, what does that
mean? He sounds incredibly insecure.
Yeah, he was. He was.
You needed a bounce.
Yeah, I needed a bounce. But the song, as much as it's about that time, it's really about me deciding, you know, I'm not going to live in fear of what this guy thinks about me. I'm going to be who I am. And then.
Good for you.
Moving on.
Empowering.
Yeah.
What'd you think when you first heard it on the radio?
Like, well, I cried and I was like shaking
yeah.
and yeah, yeah. It was just, it's been insane. Like the last few months, have
pretty
just
surreal.
Been
yeah,
and very surreal.
And what are the shows like? Like we were to check you out on a live show.
Yeah, I love playing live. It's like my favorite thing to do, and I don't know. I just like to have fun on stage and vibe off, you know, what the audience is feeling. And
who do you like to cover?
Oh, I actually just did that song, November Rain. I covered that.
Yes.
Which is funny. But I love covering, like, honestly, everything. Yeah. I do on my Instagram. There's, like, some Coldplay. There's also some Adele. So, I mean, honestly, just any good song out there. Yeah.
Nice, nice. What about Christmas? What are your plans?
I'm going to be home. I'm going to be on the road a lot right before Christmas, playing some shows, and then I'm going to be home in Atlanta with my family. Yeah.
Anyone special at your life at the moment? Or
no.
Chilling.
I'm just like, yeah, focusing on work. Exactly. Yeah. And it feels good. It feels really good. Yeah.
Think about guys. They'll always be there.
No, yeah.
They ain't going anywhere.
But only there's one. It's just one that I'm looking for. You
no,
know?
Right, right. But you know, you surrender and let it sort of happen.
Yeah.
You know, creative people like us.
Yeah.
We have to surrender.
Philosophers like us. Yeah.
Yeah, philosophers, Harvard grads. All right.
Let life happen.
We let it happen. I want to put you on the spot.
Did you just say you're a Harvard grad?
I identify as a Harvard grad.
Yes. If that's all that matters.
You know what?
If I identify as a Harvard grad.
That's fine. That's fine. And you know what? For Christmas, right. For Christmas, I'm going to get you a Harvard sweatshirt.
Yeah. I don't even know if I graduated high school today. I identify as a Harvard grad. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions,
oh boy.
Quick answers. All right.
Okay.
Most underrated Christmas song.
Silent Night. That's my favorite song.
It's the best. Feel like whenever What's so funny about it?
I don't know. Just like whenever I talk about it, I'm like, people, I've been asking like my friends, like, what's your favorite Christmas song? And they never say Silent Night. And I'm like, what about Silent Night? And they're like, oh, I think I've heard that once.
Oh,
I'm
come
like,
on.
What?
It's pretty slow. So
you need to get new friends.
I know. No.
Favorite holiday movie?
Oh my gosh. That is so Christmas with the Cranks. Do you remember that one? That's
Christmas
my fave.
Nice.
Yeah.
Best Christmas gift you've ever got.
Best Christmas gift I ever got. That's so hard. I've gotten some good ones. when I was 10, I got, this is kind of funny. I got this bag for my grandmother from Victoria's Secret. It was like a duffel bag, but it was really uncomfortable for my family because it was like from Victoria's Secret. Yeah. And I was like 10 and we were all just like, it was,
I'm assuming they're like scents, not lingerie.
No, it was like a bag.
It was
like
just
a
the bag.
Oh, the actual bag. Okay,
yeah,
I thought the bag had stuff.
It wasn't like anything inappropriate by any means.
Because I'm not mad at those Victoria's Secret body sprays. Those smell good.
No, they're really good. No, they're
right?
really good.
Those are bomb.
They're
yeah, but
amazing.
I mean, should a 10-year-old be rocking that?
But like, I was 10 and my parents were like, it's like had said like Victoria's Secret.
Grandma probably got it like when you buy enough stuff, you get hooked up with it.
Yeah, it's like a free gift.
It was shiny and I like shiny. You know, it's like,
it's an awesome gift.
It was just funny. Yeah.
Eggnog or peppermint spice?
Peppermint spice sounds about right. I don't really like eggnog. I don't understand. I think it's mostly the name, like eggnog.
It just sounds
like,
gross.
What a horrible name or something. It's just terrible.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm rolling with it either. You can stream Time of Our Lives on iHeartRadio and you can follow her on Instagram at Bryn Elliott Music. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having
me.
So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you
too. On with Mario Lopez.